There was a young person who walked into a bookstore. For many of us, especially the youngers, you've never been in a bookstore. But this is a place where they sell books. Real books you can hold. And the person said, can you show me, would you show me the self-help section? And the person said, no, that would defeat the whole purpose. And it's funny, whenever you read self-help books or any kind of book that is telling you how to become better, they often say, find a friend to help you. Find an organization, a group, a church. Remember, you are not alone. This simple thought reminds us that this is the very reason that our Savior, when He came to us on Christmas Day, reminded us that we are not alone. And He gathered a people to Himself, and He formed the church. In the creed, we say, I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. Because you do not celebrate alone. You do not cry alone. You do not repent alone. In self-help, you are not by yourself, but you are with others. And when you have this mentality, then you begin to grow as a person, because we are meant to flower in the garden of our brothers and sisters together. We are never meant to be alone. God did not appear to Moses or to David or to Joseph and say, you know what? Go in your room, lock yourself up. This is just between you and me. It's a very personal thing. No. He said, get a people together. Abraham, all the nations of the earth will be blessed in your name. Gather a people. He gathered 12 apostles and talked to thousands because He wanted to remind us about that. And when you're going through tough times, remember, that's when you get stronger. There's an old joke from an 1890s newspaper when someone was asked, where did you learn how to swim? In the water. Where do we learn how to become better people? When we are challenged. How do you know you're a patient person? Because you have people who are a pain in the neck. And you should thank them. Because you will never know if you are patient unless you are challenged. You will never know what it's like to repent unless you are challenged by the voice in your head that says, you will never be better. You can't change. That's the way you always will be. You have to challenge those voices from people who may be called your friends or family and say, no, I can be better. Where do you learn how to swim in the water? Where do you learn how to become a better person? In adversity, in challenge, in sickness, and also in good times. So rejoice in the fact that sometimes people and circumstances will challenge you, because psychologists tell us we grow the most often when we are challenged the most. Христос рождається.